Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, did you know that approximately a third of the world's food supply relies on bees? Bees, along with other insects, are responsible for the pollination of our food supply. And if they were to decrease dramatically in number, it would have a seismic effect, not just on our food security, but on multiple economies right around the world. And for almost 10 years, Ireland has had a successful pollination plan in place to assist with any such decline. So I'm joined now by the Professor of Ecology at the School of Natural Sciences at Trinity College Dublin, Jane Stout. Jane, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you with us. Do people still, do you think, underestimate the importance of bees in the ecosystem and the food chain, because we have been learning a little bit more about them in recent years?
I think so, and I think it's a lack of appreciation about the diversity of bees and how that's important for delivering pollination services, not just for food crops but also in the wider ecosystem. So it's about it's not just about one species of bee, it's not just about the honeybee, it's about having that diversity of bees that provide this service, that allow fruits and seeds to produce, that are then traded globally. So it's a big global system, as you say, and it's this interaction between the nature, the bees, what they're doing, their behaviour, their habits, and what happens on a global scale economically. It's a very difficult thing to get your head around.
And can you explain it in simple terms, the bees' role in our food supply then?
Yeah, so because plants can't move, they can't reproduce, move around to find a mate.
Yeah.
So when the bees visit the flowers to collect their own food, the nectar and pollen that they collect from flowers to feed themselves and their offspring, they accidentally pick up the pollen that contains the male part of the plant, and they transfer it inadvertently to the female part when they move to the next flower to forage. And that allows the plant to produce a seed, to produce a fruit. So it's really important for the plant in terms of reproduction. It's really important for our ecosystems in general. But of course, it's a really crucial part of food production in terms of fruit crops, in terms of seed crops, but also in terms of continuity of vegetable crops as well.
And we have seen a decline, haven't we, in recent years?
Yes. Yeah, so as you say, in Ireland, a third of our species are at risk of extinction, and more than 50% of our species are in decline. And this is a general trend that seems to be reflected worldwide.
But we're doing something about it in Ireland.
We are doing something, yes. So we developed the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan as a shared plan of action to give advice, science-based, evidence-based recommendations for what people can do. And that was for everyone in Ireland. So it's been adopted by every one of the local authorities on the island on the island of Ireland, businesses, schools, campuses, local community groups, gardeners, tidy towns groups. And what the Pollinator Plan has done is to provide the guidance and advice so that everybody can get involved and do a little bit of something.
Mm. And is it working?
It's got a lot of people involved. As I say, it's very popular. There's a lot of uptake. There's lots of people more enthused and more informed about what to do. Is it working? We're still seeing declines. We're still seeing declines even in our common species, and that's very worrying. And it's really because what we've been doing in the Pollinator Plan, getting people on board, getting people more educated, more enthused, but it's very much kind of round the edges. What we really need is a much better appreciation nationally of the importance of nature. It's not just a nice to have, it is our life support system. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every decision we make, every time we change the way a piece of land is used or destroy a habitat, that has knock-on implications. And nature can recover. It's extremely resilient, but it needs somewhere to recover from. So if we push it to the edges and push it to the limits, then it's less likely to be able to come back. So that's what we need now.
And you mentioned specifically a decline in our native bees. So what's happening there?
Yeah, so we have 100 species of native bee in Ireland. Some of them are extremely specific in terms of what they forage on, what they feed on, which flowers they need, and where they nest. So one species, for example, only nests in abandoned snail shells on sand dunes in the southeast of Ireland.
Fussy.
Very fussy. So they're obviously at risk, you know, because they're so fussy. But even the common species are also at risk across the island.
And what about the people who think they're doing a great job by becoming beekeepers, learning how to breed their own bees? Is that a help or a hindrance?
I mean, certainly beekeeping is looking after one species, but it's managing and looking after bees in an artificial situation. What we're really concerned about is the wild bees. So those bees that aren't being managed and looked after. And so, you know, getting a hive and keeping bees is a great thing to do. And they're amazing and fascinating creatures. But it's not necessarily something that helps bees in general.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that people tend to do, believing as well that they're helping, is plant wildflower seeds or have an area of their garden for wildflowers. Now, that in itself is a great idea for lots of reasons, but there can be a problem. Am I right with that?
That's right. So it depends. I mean, I suppose whenever something's planted, it's not wild anymore. So that's, you know, that's one thing. But some of those wildflower seed mixes can contain non-native species, can contain invasive species. They don't necessarily represent mixes of plants that our native insects need and can respond to. And the other problem is a lot of the time they don't often grow. And so people get, disillusioned with the idea of it. Really, the best thing to do is leave a space in the garden where you don't mow the grass or you leave it wild for nature. That provides both flowers, but also an undisturbed, safe nesting space for our bees. Most of our bee species actually nest in the soil. So having undisturbed areas would provide both food and shelter for bees.
Mm-hmm. What about bee hotels? We've heard a lot about those too.
There's only about a dozen species in Ireland that would nest in cavities, and there's very little evidence for bee hotels being useful in urban centres, so in Dublin, for example. So those things, yes, can be useful and again are really fascinating when you see the bees coming in and out of them, but they're not the silver bullet.
Okay, so the best advice then is to leave part of your garden, if you're lucky enough to have one, leave it go wild.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a garden, then provide a window box with some herbs in it and let them flower. That provides a pit stop for feeding mm-hmm. for the bees.
And is the pollinator plan growing now as it evolves? Because you said that it's achieving things around the edges. So how does it get into the heart of the problem?
Yeah, so for the last few years, we've been working with lots of different groups, different sectors across the island, working very hard with the farming community and farmers and what can we do on farms to improve conditions for pollinators there. It's a case of kind of it needs to become mainstream. So it's you know, thinking about bees are a great gateway into thinking about you're getting hooked on nature in general. But you know, thinking about every decision I make, everything I do, what's the impact on nature? What's the impact for the bees? What's the impact for the rest of the ecosystem? So it's really about putting nature first and not just thinking it as an afterthought mm-hmm. or a nice to have. It, like I say, it's our life support system.
Jane, lovely to have you with us. Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
For coming in and telling us about it. That is Professor of Ecology Jane Stout. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Aidan Fitzsimons.